Today's reading begins in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. From the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, How shall we return? Will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, How have we robbed you? In your tithes and contributions, you are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. I will rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not destroy the fruits of your soil, and your vine in the field shall not fail to bear, says the Lord of hosts. Then all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord, but you say, How have we spoken against you? You have said, It is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping his charge, or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test, and they escape. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet. On the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts, remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. That concludes our reading of the Old Testament, but let's consider what we've read for today. We started out in chapter 3, verse 6, with the fifth dispute that God presents. They have failed to observe the laws that God had given them, laws that we see mentioned as Moses delivering them in Exodus chapter 24. And God makes the point that he has not changed. Doesn't matter how much time has passed, God does not change. He again issues the call to repentance. He has a dispute with them over their unfaithfulness, and he wants them to repent and come back to him. And one of the things that he mentions is for them to stop robbing him of the tithes and the offerings that are rightly his. And he states that if they would do this, then he would bless them. Then, beginning in verse 13 of chapter 3, we have the sixth and final dispute that he delivers to them. And he goes back to some things mentioned in the fourth dispute, which was in chapter 2. But he brings up this point of those that are saying that it is vain to serve God. What benefit is there? What profit is there? But he answers with the fact that there is a promise for those that would serve him. And God has already established himself as faithful. They can trust his promises. And so why wouldn't they see the profit in repenting and turning back to him and serving him faithfully? One of the points they brought up in this vanity was to say that there was no distinction between the righteous and the wicked, but his answer gives them a glimpse into the fact that there is a difference. There is certainly a separation between the two, a true distinction between the righteous and the wicked in the eyes of God, and they will not escape. Then the final verses of chapter 4 I will send you Elijah the prophet. There is something great and incredible coming, and they needed to turn their hearts toward God so they could take hold of the true hope that is being offered by God, because salvation belongs to the Lord. That concludes our reading, as it also concludes the Old Testament. Our next reading will begin in the book of Matthew. Thank you for listening, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.